Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hey, this is Pastor Vince. I'm going to welcome you to today's podcast. This is chapter 8 in your book. This is lesson number 8 in the Creative Study Methods course. Today we're going to be dealing with outlining, marking, and charting. The objectives of this particular lesson are you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to use a method of Bible marking, create an outline, and create a summarizing chart. Our key verse today is found in Psalms 119:144, which says, "The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." So, as an introduction, the development of three basic skills will improve any method of Bible study, and these skills are marking, outlining, and charting, and these are the subjects of this particular lesson. So, first off, in marking is a method of emphasizing key Bible passages. Marking makes it easy for you to locate verses on specific subjects, and to mark your Bible, you underline selected verses, and if you have different colors of pencils or pens, you can color code your underlining. If you do not have colored pencils, then you can use symbols in the margin by key verses. So you can use the following color keys or codes. Red for the verses which relate to salvation. Now, red represents the blood of Jesus, so you could also use the symbol of a cross for verses that are dealing with salvation if you don't want to use the red marker or don't have one. Green. This is the color of growing things. Use this color to underline verses about spiritual growth. You could also use a flower, perhaps, to represent growth. Blue. This color is of the heavens. So use this color to mark verses relating to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the New Jerusalem, and heaven. And if you're using symbols, you could use a crown to mark the verses in the margin of your Bible. The crown represents the kingdom of heaven. You can use brown, which would be a field of wheat ready for harvest, which would be brown in color. So Jesus used the example of harvest when speaking of evangelism. So you can use the color brown to mark verses related to evangelism. And you could also use the asterisk symbol, which is a symbol standing for the word number. Use it to remind you of the great number of people you have yet to hear the gospel message. And there's some other additional colors to mark verses on other important subjects. You could have purple, pink, yellow, black, etc. You can also use additional symbols and assign them meanings. Maybe the heart symbol, the spade symbol, the crosses, stars, circles, triangles, arrows, you know, various things like that that maybe have a meaning to you that you could use. Next, we have outlining. An outline is a method of organizing study notes, and it puts information in summary form to use in ministry and future study. Now, an outline centers on a selected theme, and this theme becomes the title of the outline, which usually reflects the subject of study. So, after identifying the subject of study, the next step is to identify the main points which tell something about the subject. Next, there will be subpoints. The prefix sub means that they come under or tell something about the main point. There are many ways to outline, and we have selected one which uses special numbers called Roman numerals for the main points. If you're not familiar with Roman numerals, a list is provided for you in the four further study section of this chapter in your book. Subpoints on the outline are shown with capital letters of the alphabet. If there's any further points under these, they're shown with regular numbers. Study the following examples in your book, and that summarizes exactly how to make an outline. So go ahead and take a look at it. You'll see where you have the title, the Roman numeral, and you can just see exactly from that how it's laid out. As an example, we've prepared a brief outline of Romans 12:1-2. So please read the verses below, which are Romans 12:1-2. "I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So now if you scroll down in your book, you'll see the outline of that passage. And you can see how that it totally breaks that down. So you can see how the outline clearly summarizes the steps to God's will given as in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Another thing you could do is charting. So another method of organizing study materials is through charting, and you will be given several charts to complete during this course to help you develop this skill. Charting is important because it helps you to visualize what you've studied. And charting summarizes in brief form what you learn and helps you to remember it. So there are two basic ways to draw a chart. You could do a horizontal chart, and to draw your chart lengthwise on a sheet of paper, you draw a line across the page and block off as many divisions as needed for your particular study. The horizontal chart is good to use in a book study, and you can find an example of it in chapter 11 of this course. Or you have the vertical chart. This type of chart is drawn vertically on a sheet of paper. So basically it's a large rectangle is drawn and divisions are made within it. Vertical charts are best for shorter portions of material and maybe for chapter studies. So here's an example of a vertical chart on James 1:26-27. So first you read the passage, which is, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So now as you look down in the actual chart, and you can see how that is laid out, and you can see that it's broken down in such a way that you can remember it. So I hope that's helped you. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.
And then you'll notice chart 4 in your book, which is dealing with the Old Testament prophets. So since much of the Old Testament are books of prophecy, it's important to know when the prophets lived and when they prophesied. So you can use this chart, chart number 4, to date events during the periods of the prophets.